Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, the Spur and Swift 98. Starting this month, we will be touching base with South Lincoln Hospital District on a monthly basis. And today we'll start it all off with the Chief Nursing Officer for South Lincoln Medical Center, Jesse Wilcox. Jesse, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing very, very well. Really appreciate you taking some time with us today to talk about some of the changes happening at South Lincoln Medical Center. And of course, the Rural Health Clinic is part of this. Tell us what a Rural Health Clinic is, an RHC.
So a Rural Health Clinic, to be considered as a Rural Health Clinic, you have to be located in a rural area that is underserved as far as the medical care that is provided in those areas. A rural health clinic, the goal of the rural health clinic is to increase the access to primary care services for the community and the patients within the community, while also it puts this huge focus on the quality of care that patients are receiving, as well as the safety that is given during the care that they are receiving. So it's kind of a group approach, and what we're really looking at is we want patients to be able to get into the clinic in a timely manner, be seen, be proactive, and really be able to take control of their health care and what their needs are so that they can be successful with any diagnosis that they have, and you know, they can really just have that quality of life. So that's kind of what a rural health care does, a health care clinic does, and it just kind of it puts a lot of emphasis on that high standard of care that patients deserve and should already be getting. So with the rural health care, to be accredited by Medicare and Medicaid, they have to come in and do a survey. So when they come in and survey us, they're looking at the policies and procedures that we're following. They actually will follow a patient through the process, make sure that we're spending that quality time with them and answering their questions and really just focusing on that patient as number one. They review our charts to make sure that we're documenting accordingly. It's a pretty big thing. And once you become accredited by CMS, then every year they keep coming back in to do another survey just to ensure that we are continuing at that high standard of care and quality for patients. A big focus with becoming a rural health clinic is also the training and the in-services that are being done for our staff. So for the provider support team members and the physicians, to ensure that they're staying up to date on the newest and latest trends with healthcare, because healthcare is constantly changing, as we know. So that's kind of really another big deal for what the RHC does for the community as well. So we're excited about it. We just had our survey, it would have been on the 10th of January. We had our survey, and they came in and spent the whole day with us. We are really excited. Have a couple of little things that we need to change, but overall we did really well, and we're anticipating that accreditation here within the next 30 days. So we're excited about that and excited to improve our quality of care for the community. That's a big thing for us.
Jesse Wilcox, Chief Nursing Officer with us here today from South Lincoln Hospital District. So Jesse, just to clarify, becoming an RHC is still in the works, right? That transition hasn't fully happened yet. Am I understanding that correctly?
You are understanding that correctly. So after the survey, they come back and give us these are some areas that we need to see some changes in before we'll accreditate you. So we're in the process of fixing those changes right now. In fact, late Friday night, we submitted our plan of corrections of how we were going to fix those to them. And then now we're just waiting to hear back from them. We have the proof already if they request proof of what we've done to change things. So now it's just a waiting game.
Talking with Jesse Wilcox this morning, Chief Nursing Officer at South Lincoln Medical Center. So, Jesse, you mentioned a few things of how this will affect the community and the patients at the medical center. It sounds like it's all just about quality of care.
It is. Quality of care is a big thing, especially for me personally, but it needs to be a big thing for everybody, including yourself as a patient. You need to be expecting the absolute best and ensuring that you're getting that quality of care that you want. And so this is just one more way for us to step it up and to show the community that we are all committed here in ensuring that they're getting that quality of care that they deserve. Most people, when we decide on a career when we're young and go into our calling as far as a career, that's our focus. I became a nurse because I wanted to give back. Dr. Krell, he became a doctor because, you know, he cares about people. So it's just being able to take what kind of pushed us and started us down this path and just ensuring that we are delivering that for every single patient.
So as you go through this process of becoming a rural health clinic, what other new developments is South Lincoln Hospital District working on?
So one nice thing with us trying to get the RHC accreditation and moving everything is it has allowed for different openings as far as rooms and availability for South Lincoln so that we can bring in more specialty care providers for our community. So what used to be upstairs where the urgent care was, that is now just specifically for specialized care for patients. So currently Dr. Stuckey, he's here one to 2 days a week, and that's where he is seeing patients. It's also allowed us to be able to bring Dr. Allred, who is a new orthopedic surgeon, in as well to try to help meet the needs of the community. So, Dr. Allred, he'll be here 2 days a month. The next day that he'll be here is the 31st of January so that he can, try to help see those patients as well that may have any orthopedic needs, whether it's, you know, an ankle or a wrist or whatever the case may be. It's also opened the doors up. We're currently working on getting a dermatologist by the name of Dr. Corey Mon from Utah. We're in the process of getting him started so that he can be up here and be seeing patients one day a month. And the goal is that we're going to be able to offer that starting in March. And it's also allowed us to look into some other avenues for a cardiologist and a pulmonologist and a urologist. And we're trying to bring some of those specialties that most people have to drive an hour or 2 hours. We're trying to bring those here to make it so it's more convenient for our community and our patients. So we're really focusing on that, and we're really trying to push to get those needed services to this area so people don't have to drive as far.
Again, with Jesse Wilcox this morning, Chief Nursing Officer for South Lincoln Medical Center. Jesse, thank you for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
Nope. I just want to tell everybody thanks for listening and have a wonderful day. And we look forward to providing your care as a patient here at South Lincoln Medical Center.
That again, Jesse Wilcox, Chief Nursing Officer, will be touching base with South Lincoln Hospital District on a monthly basis now on the Weekday Wake Up, all part of the SVI Radio Network.